Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from Town Hall in New York City, where the Giants held their third annual Town Hall, presented by New York Presbyterian. We'll tell you about that in just a bit. Plus, we'll get to know Janoris Jenkins and take a look at some highlights from OTAs. But to get things started, let's look back at an exciting night in New York City and the Giants' third annual Town Hall.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Giants' third annual Town Hall presented by New York Presbyterian, New York's number one hospital, and we are so excited for this evening for you.
You guys are going to get inside the locker room. You guys are going to hear stories. You're going to be able to ask questions about not only this upcoming season, but I still can't believe it, 10 years, Super Bowl 42 anniversary.
We welcome our first guest. He is the president and CEO of the New York Football Giants. Please welcome John Mara. Why did your father and your family believe in that personal touch for their season ticket holders and their fan base that is the exception, not the rule?
Yeah, I used to ask him that all the time. Why do you respond to all these letters? It was particularly when we were having some tough seasons, and he would say to me, if people care enough to sit down and take the time to write a letter, the least I could do is respond to them. And so that's something that I've tried to carry on. There are times when that can be pretty difficult because some of the letters get pretty harsh from time to time. You know, it's because people feel so passionately about this organization, and it makes us that much more motivated to try to put the best team on the field.
Please welcome Jerry Reese. Please welcome Ben McAdoo.
So we're making those improvements right now, whether it's scheme, whether it's just within the program. And we feel if we can make small gains, marginal gains, 1% gains each day, those will add up. They'll be cumulative, and we'll have a chance to put that fifth trophy in the case.
What has been the biggest eye-opening experience for all of you individually?
It's weird because this last year we were all watching them on TV at the highest level. So to be out there, to be flying around, trying to block guys like JPP or trying to get open on guys like Collins, it's really cool, honestly.
For me, that playbook. Man, that playbook crazy, man. But oh yeah, that meatloaf good too. But that's really not the only thing that's good either. Like that whole cafeteria is really good. Just so you
know. I want to know what team you're looking forward to playing.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
As everybody know, I already played in the SEC, and I sacked Dak a couple times.
You have a two-time Super Bowl MVP pulling the trigger. Eli Manning.
Had a lot of guys the first time making the playoffs, first time playing in a playoff game, and so I think we are definitely going into this season hungry, not just to get back in the playoffs, to make a run and work on building, getting that championship. Coach McAdoo talks about putting that fifth trophy in the case, and that's the mindset, and that's what we're working for.
This is for you, Janoris Jenkins. I want to know what inspired you for playing football.
What inspired me, man, just being from a small town where there's nothing to do. You know, you got to find a way out, man, and I just took football, man.
This one's for Landon. What is going to be your 2017-2018 hairdo?
I don't
don't know yet. I'm gonna let you decide the first one for the first game. How'd that?
He's been asking me a lot of questions about my hair, so I think.
I say you go blue.
Let's do it.
I've heard that Eli has been a big prankster in his career. Have you seen any pranks in the last 2 years that you'd like to speak on?
On him prancing?
Eli's pranks in minicamp.
Oh, he is a huge prankster. I'm sorry, I thought you said prance. I was like, I've never seen him prance. No, he is a huge prankster. So one time he told me, this is just one of them. One time he was like, hey, Shep, what's that over there? So I look, and he said, no, it's in the sky. I look up. I should have knew something was up. And he tries to shove a big piece of dirt in my mouth. I'm like.
I got a few more things prepared for the rookies. You kind of want to make them think like, with Davis. I'm kind of helping them out. I'm sitting in the meetings with them, kind of bringing them close, bringing them in, setting them up.
Hard to believe that it has been 10 years since the Giants won Super Bowl 42.
Number 91, Justin Tuck.
And then he caught the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 42. Please welcome Plaxico Burress.
I'm in the huddle, and I get ready to break the huddle, and he's like, hey, if you get single coverage, I'm throwing it. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, there's no way they're going to single cover me right now. So I'm like, there's no way. And I get to the line of scrimmage. I just couldn't believe the coverage that I was seeing. I'm like, are they crazy? And I'm like, yo, man, hide the ball, man. Let's go. Like, man, don't even go through the cadence. Just throw it.
Which ring was more special to you?
Tough question.
Man, we talking about 2007, man. They have this phrase that says, once a giant, always a giant. Yeah. So, I know Mr. Mayor can probably hear me. So when Eli and crew do win that third, I expect to get a ring as well. Hey, I want it too.
A round of applause for David Deal, Eli Manning, Justin Tuck, Plaxico Burress. We thank you so much, and we'll see you this season.
A lot more to come on the program. Jay Bromley goes camping, and we'll look at OTAs as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. During the offseason, the players work really hard, but they also donate their time and try to help kids out. And Jay Bromley was in Queens with his annual football camp.
Hey, let's have some fun today, man. Learn from each other, compete with one another, and just enjoy this beautiful day, man. Let's go, man. Work on three. One, two, three.
Come on.
Good job, all the way through. One, two.
We're in Great Flushing, New York, Queens. It's my old high school, Flushing High School, where I played football for 4 years, varsity. It's my second year having this camp. It's just to bring kids together, man. They all come from, like, a lot of different small football groups. Coaches get to come together and work together for, you know, the good of the kids, man. Let them come out here, see what kind of talent we have in the area, just to see them come out here, run around, run 40s, catch some balls. They like to compete. It's something good for them to do on a Saturday when they can, you know, be nowhere better. Oh, there you go. There you go. You good? You good? You get better next time. Finish. There you go. This is Coach Blissett, D-line coach, high school D-line coach.
I think it's awesome coming back to the community and giving the kids aspirations of making it to that level and just seeing somebody and physically touching them and being around them and to give you motivation to probably want to do the same. It's just a gratifying experience, you know, to see him blossom into who he is now.
Love this guy. He had a whole lot less gray hair when I was here.
A whole lot less. There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're taking short, choppy sets. We're nice and low. We're going to finish in this position. Do we understand?
This is not done by my own doing. This is a lot of hands in this, doing phenomenal jobs, working together, all for the greater good, not benefiting from it other than just knowing that you put a smile on kids' faces and hopefully change the way they view life and let them know that they can do things. Let's go. There you go. There you go. Touch it. Good job. Finish.
Good job, good job.
Trying to show them how to do what you can do.
What up, big dog? Appreciate you.
This is like the second time I've been to Queens, and the people of Queens are amazing. And Jay, he told me a little bit about what he's doing in the community, so I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to show, you know, not only that, you know, I can play a little football, but I'm involved in the community as well, and it's awesome to see what Jay has going on here. They're all enthusiastic. They want to learn. They want to get through the drills. They want to pick my brain, so it's cool. Just laughs and fun.
I was 205 when I got there.
Y'all wasn't winning no game.
It's great, man. It really shows how you know, how much they really love and care about not only myself, but the community and the kids. You know, this is nothing without having those guys come out and support. And, you know, just come and show their face, put a smile on the kid's face that might not never see another man of their stature in their life. And it's grateful that I'm blessed enough to bring those kind of people out.
He got the same hair as him. Look, look. That, like, that could be, is that your kid?
Football gave me a sense of responsibility, a sense of discipline that really helped me be a better man and helped me get to the point that I am today. So I just hope that these kids can get some of those little traits and then build on their lives and be better for their communities.
Now, obviously, Jay's offseason isn't just about camping, although he does a great job with the kids. The Giants are busy at work. Here's a look at the OTAs. The OTA period is over. Next week, the Giants will report for veteran mandatory minicamp. When we come back on the program, we'll get to know Janoris Jenkins a little bit better. Jackrabbit, as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue in Town Hall in New York City. Let's send it back over to New Jersey with Brandon London and Madeline Burke.
Thanks, Bob. Now, Brandon, New City Kids is a new after-school program in Jersey City that helps kids from low-income families in first through eighth grade.
Yeah, that's right. And linebacker Devon Kennard has been spending his off days throughout the season trying to help this program grow. Now, I'm anxious to see what DK's been doing with the kids. So, you know what?
Let's check it out.
When I say new, you say city. New city. New city.
When I say
you
say
city.
How they've set everything up here at New City is just really top of the line. And they're a faith-based organization. And the fact that, you know, they teach kids how to pray and they aren't afraid to talk about faith with the kids. And then the education they teach them and how they make it fun.
Big job, big job.
I've learned that the platform I have as an athlete is huge. Being able to be here on my off days has really been a pleasure for me. I feed off of the kids' energy and just, you know, the things they're doing here, the programs they have, and how they're really helping these kids, take it to the next level. It's just awesome, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
One, two, three.
Let's take a look. Let's look and see. Vamos a ver mi ami.
There rapping songs and doing things that, you know, a lot of organizations don't necessarily do, and the time they put in with the kids to help them learn is incredible. The success they have too, you know, they get so many kids to the next level going to college And, you know, the program they have set from top to bottom is just, you know, really good. So it makes it a fun atmosphere, but a competitive atmosphere where kids want to really do well and continue to see success. And they have to learn skills. You know, high school kids are teaching the younger kids how to play the drums, how to play the piano.
So the numbers are the fingers that we use. These are the letters that we're hitting, okay? Ready, one, so everybody hit C.
Good job, good job. And I think it's really going to help these kids take their lives to the next level. I want to continue, you know, this is the first season, and I want to continue to grow and see where we can run with it. It's something I'm really passionate about, everything they're about, and I think they're very supportive of me, and I want to continue to let this relationship build and see where it takes it. But I see a lot of things coming in the future. Good job, good job. Good job. Ah, yeah.
I love that music. That looks so fun.
The music was great, but I just love the fact that there's an athlete out there that's teaching the kids something other than sports. Like, I wish I had that as a kid.
Yeah,
you know?
With the arts and the music. I love that. And he seemed so involved with those kids, too. It was really great. All right, now switching gears, let's get to know a little bit more of another guy on this team, Janoris Jenkins.
I have DB Janoris Jenkins here. Are you ready to play, my man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
First and foremost, what guys on the team do you think know you the most?
Probably my DBs. Yeah.
First question, what's his middle name?
Jack Rabbit.
What's his middle name?
Uh-oh. Jack Rabbit.
His middle name gonna go Jamal.
You know what? It has a J in it, but it's Jermaine.
His nickname? Jack Rabbit.
Bing, bing. College he went to?
Florida and Northern Alabama, but he claimed Florida mostly.
Okay. Your hometown, the Muck. I've never heard of a place called the Muck. Can you elaborate on that? What would you type in Google Maps?
Muck City is a small town outside of West Palm Beach.
What hometown is he from?
Muck.
Hometown?
Oh, that's Muck City, man.
That's a Florida thing. Florida represent right now. Does he have any brothers and sisters, and how many? That's the bonus question.
I'm going to say he has two brothers and one sister.
Man, Jack Rabbit got about 25 brothers, 16 sisters.
It's a Southern thing, right?
Yeah, man, yeah.
One brother and three sisters.
And where do you fall in between all that?
I'm the baby.
The baby boy, but you made it to the league. There you go. Made mama proud. Favorite music?
Rap.
That wasn't that hard, too.
Yeah, no, that was easy. That was easy.
Favorite artist?
He be listening to a lot of Kodak Black.
Oh, man, that's hard, man. Trick Daddy, Rick Ross.
Free Kodak? Kodak Black?
Kodak Black. Y'all know about Kodak? Ooh.
Favorite food?
Favorite food, man. Him? Probably say hamburgers.
Seafood. Which type of seafood?
Crabs, mainly snow crabs.
Okay. He's down that way by. Burger That's why we keep looking over there. Burger King's of food?
Yeah, man. That way he like Whoppers and stuff, man.
He also likes seafood, crab legs. Take him out one night.
Yeah, he don't like no seafood, crab legs. That's a political correct answer.
Favorite movie?
His favorite movie, man. Man, Coach Carter?
Menace to Society.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Loving basketball.
He can't hoop, though. He can't hoop, though, so I'd have never thought that. He not a basketball player at all from what I've seen.
Sanaa Lathan's in it.
Loving basketball.
Yeah, you're not going to laugh at that?
That's my favorite movie.
Oh, it must be a Florida thing. What position would you play if you weren't a DB?
I'll play running back.
And why is that?
Because I played running back in high school.
What position would he play if he didn't play running back? If he didn't play DB?
Running back.
Kill the game show host, ladies and gentlemen. What is your most popular saying? And this is the last question.
Play hard as you can, fast as you can, for as long as you can, and don't worry.
See ball, get ball.
Play as hard as you can, fast as you can, probably for as long as you can.
I ain't gonna get that one. That's too much. I can't. Gotcha.
Loving basketball. He's got a soft spot for those romantic movies. Is that surprising to you?
Come on now. Loving basketball.
It's a great movie.
Janoris Jenkins. All right, you know what? I'm not going to hate. But you know what? This is what I want you guys to do since we're going to commercial. Go to your Google Maps and type in the Muck. We'll be back with Giants Access Blue.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Lots going on with the New York Giants. Let's check the social media buzz with the captain, Emma Captain.
Hey, Giants fans, let's check out what the players were up to this week. On Tuesday night, Big Blue held their annual town hall event for season ticket holders. The fans had a chance to hear from John Mara, Jerry Reese, Ben McAdoo, several current players, and even legends that played on the 2007 Super Bowl team. These guys had a great time talking to the fans. You can head over to giants.com/lifestyle to check out highlights from the night. Now, Brandon Marshall and Justin Pugh just had their football camps this past weekend. Marshall held his Receiver Factory Sports Camp on Saturday, and a couple players stopped by to show support, including Sterling Shepard and first-round draft pick Evan Ingram. Justin Pugh held his third annual Pugh Crew Camp in his hometown of Holland, Pennsylvania, and these kids had a blast.
One, two, three.
That's it for this week. I'll see you guys next time.
That wraps it up for this week's show. We want to thank all the Giants fans that turned out here in New York City for the Giants' third annual town hall. It was a fun night. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.